Boots and Salutes, 938-0600, 800-667-3727. Get on now, get on early before the phones get absolutely log-jammed at 8 o'clock. Rocky and Bullwinkle, yeah, I know one of them was a squirrel, but I'm going to call them Rocky and Bullwinkle, apparently on a little bit of a stroll in Saskatoon city limits. A pair of moose on the loose at about 5 a.m. this morning. Pair of moose sighted in the area of Circle and Avenue C North. Haven't seen much in the way of updates from Saskatoon City Police yet, though hopefully soon out of our newsroom. They're trying to follow and track as best they can, apparently up around the Cynthia end of the world. So be careful out there on your drive and obey Saskatoon City Police conservation officers as they do their best to keep things safe for both you and the wildlife that have made their way here in Saskatoon. 938-0600, 800-667-3727. Good morning.
How are you?
Very well, thanks.
Good. Regarding this severance package for the ex-SKC employees, I wonder if Bill Boyd and Brad Wall had a fight for their severance package, too. You know, they just seem to want to stand on the workers. It don't matter how deep or how small or how poor they are, they'd like to stand on them and keep them down. I think that's a disaster. Thank you.
Thank you. Boots and Salutes.
Hi, I want to boot the Department of Environment for not issuing more moose tags. Every year, thousands of people apply, and there's no tags. You know, the moose only, up north, they have wolves to help control the population. Here, we're going to start having people die from hitting these big things on the road. Let us hunt them and eat them. Thank you.
Thank you. Boots and Salutes.
I want to boot those protesters that came from Quebec to B.C. to demonstrate against the Kinder Morgan pipeline. I don't recall hearing anything on the news about people coming from Quebec on bicycles or anything in the last 3 months. I wonder how they got there. They're against oil. They didn't fly, did they?
Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute all the old-time stock car drivers from Bridge City Speedway, from the fans' favorite driver, 1977, Car 12. Thank you.
Thank you. More of your calls in just a moment. Today's Have Your Say through CJWWRadio.com, our internet poll. A school in Mission, BC has decided not to make crafts or gifts for children to take home in celebration of Mother's Day or Father's Day. Do you agree? Again, a school in Mission, BC has decided not to make crafts or gifts for children to take home in celebration of Mother's Day or Father's Day. Do you agree? Yes, no, answer. Or is this just political correctness gone way overboard? Boots and Salutes.
I'd like to salute you for being on the radio this morning. You're doing a really good job.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Okay, bye, Jay.
Take care, bye. Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I don't know who to boot, but I think the investigators in that Humboldt bus crash, we've been waiting a long time to know what's going on with that. I know they're doing a lengthy investigation, but at the same time, the guy ran a stop sign. It's plain and simple. Thank you.
I'm going to disagree with you 100% on that, absolutely and wholeheartedly. Have to allow the investigation to follow its due course, number one. Number two, you have to get all the information, everything back. No rush to judgment. Make sure you have all the facts and lay it out clearly. There's no sense in, for the sense of expediency alone, to rush to any conclusion. Do it, get it right, take the time. I think the families in particular would appreciate that it be done so. Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I agree on this bus crash thing. They should be, if that was anybody else, they'd be getting tickets. We'd got tickets that day. That's gotta be dealt with. I bet you the guy isn't even in the country anymore.
Thank you for the call. No, he's not allowed to leave the country. He I suspect, because he is under investigation, would have to surrender his passport in Alberta and would not be allowed to leave the country, and that is assuming that he has a passport for another country. Boots and salutes.
Hello?
Hi, go ahead.
Hey, I just got a question for you. You know, this unfortunate Broncos accident, I'm really concerned about something here. How come this guy has not been charged? I really want to know this. It's been over 5 weeks almost here. It's ridiculous. If it was a white guy, he'd be charged right away. How come?
No, we're not going to go down that route at all. And I think just slow down, back off. Again, it's not unusual for an investigation of this nature, of any shape, sort, to take months at a time to reach its conclusion. And again, must allow investigators, RCMP, so on and so forth, at whatever level that investigation and data mining is happening, to allow it to come to its conclusion. And again, I think we owe the families of all those affected the proper time to do a thorough investigation. Boots and salutes.
Good morning. Just a question for you is, how come you moved your garage sale up to 11 o'clock?
Regarding some feedback that we received and a change of the rules, or just different inputs and so a different time.
Wonder if your audience is as big.
So far, seems so good.
Does it?
Yep.
Yeah, just that's it.
Thanks. Boots and salutes.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi, go ahead.
Yeah, I was out to Prince Albert on Saturday afternoon. I came back on Sunday, and there was a dead moose just north of St. Brew. And yesterday I went to Champagne, I came back, and the moose is still sitting there. So I wonder, who's supposed to look after that? That dead moose, 2.5 miles north of St. Brew, just laying there.
See, that's a great question. I don't know whether that would be conservation officers responsible for that, whether that would be local law enforcement, whether that would be RCMP who would be responsible for that, whether there's another provincial department that would be responsible for that. I'm not sure. It's a good question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was there yesterday. I came back to St. Louis here. It was still laying there yet on the side of the road.
Appreciate the call this morning.
Pardon?
I appreciate the call this morning.
Yep.
And that'll wrap up Boots and Salutes. More from Asquith with Dave and Steve. With our Spring Farm Tailgate Tour winners, it's the Huber's House Surround. Ask with Boots and Salutes, brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear, where we've got you covered.